The Department of Veterans Affairs estimates that on average 22 vets die by suicide every day. That's a straightforward statistic for a very complex problem. WUSF's Bobby O'Brien reports on a gathering at James A. Haley VA Hospital today to address veteran suicide prevention.
Financial debt, domestic disputes, depression, a traumatic combat experience. Any number of problems can contribute to a veteran feeling that suicide is the only way out. Carmen Genovese is a licensed professional counselor with the James A. Haley Suicide Prevention Team.
The biggest problem, I would say, that keeps veterans from calling the crisis line is they think they have to be suicidal or homicidal to call, and that's why they changed the name a few years ago.
He was one of about 50 mental health experts and veteran advocates at the Roundtable on Veteran Suicide, organized by U.S. Representative Kathy Castor of Tampa.
Families have got to understand where they can turn, and it may not be a suicide, but it might be some economic challenge or a health challenge.
Castor says families, neighbors, and friends need to be more proactive and get help if they see a veteran they love struggling. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.